Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here on the radio. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
As always, lots in the news here tonight. Apparently, Mark Hamill is being retained. His services by Disney. Of course, he worked for them with the Star Wars movies recently. But now as a propagandist, apparently, and Arya has the story about that. We'll get into it. Plus, Conan's got job satisfaction numbers. What are the most satisfying careers and the least satisfying careers? We can talk about all that stuff. Plus, Meta, the parent company of Facebook, has been added to Russia's list of extremist and terrorist organizations. And there's just so much more that we can cover here tonight. Tulsi Gabbard apparently leaving the Democratic Party. That's been stirring up a lot of discussion on social media.
I'm crossing my fingers, man. Yeah, I would not be opposed to seeing her run for Libertarian Party in 2024.
Yeah, she called out a lot of Democrats and some Republicans, too, as about some parasitic warmongers.
Yeah, well, we can get into all that, but we actually have a call to start the show tonight. Again, phone lines are always open here if you want to reach our national radio audience with your opinions. You can do that. We've got Joe calling us from Fort Myers, Florida. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for having me back again, Ian. I wanted to call with another update, and last time I called in, I was talking about the trash that was around at Fort Myers. And the
Let me just recap briefly, if I could. You called in, I think it was last week. You had gone down there. You're a contractor from New Hampshire. You drove, and you took a crew with you, apparently. You drove all the way down from New Hampshire to Florida, which, if you drive it straight, that's a 20-something, 26-hour drive. You went down there with the intention of helping out people in Fort Myers and being available for folks that needed cleanup and roof repair and whatever kind of contracting would assist them in the aftermath of being just demolished by Hurricane Ian a couple of weeks ago. That's why you went down there, and you immediately learned that you were basically dead in the water being able to help people because you don't have a Florida contractor's license, and there are literally cops around and the enforcement department of whatever licensing division going around looking for people just like you and putting them in handcuffs. It's even made the news recently. A roofer was recently arrested down there for trying to roof without government permission and help people patch up problems. And so now the folks down there that are homeowners and such have to wait till the licensed contractors can get to them, right? Because there's only so many licensed contractors. And you were telling us you hired an attorney to try to get you and your company through whatever the stupid hoop jumping that you would have to do to get the license. And I think that's where you left us when you called in last.
I just want to clarify real quick. This isn't the result of, like, Karens snitching you out. There are actually police, like, going around specifically targeting unlicensed contractors. Is that correct?
Well, my assumption, and that was a really good summary of the situation that Ian gave, and then for the gentleman who I'm pretty sure that has been getting in the news lately, what I'm almost certain happened is that he was in an area and somebody ran his company and found out they weren't licensed and snitched him out. And then they went and they talked and they found his contract that he signed with the homeowner, and that's what they used to hook him up on felony charges.
Felony charges.
Well, do you think this was just some concerned Karen, or do you think it was the competition? They didn't want someone else in their neighborhood taking their potential money.
I mean, ladder.
Just from seeing how things are going around here, it's 99% certain it would have to be another contractor, especially because you know if he would have done a subpar quality work, they would have mentioned that, and they never did in any of the articles. You know that that was a good job. Most of these people are out here doing good work. It's really, really rare that people are just coming down here and taking advantage of people like that, because they would just be, you know, the community just doesn't put up with that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It would seem to me like one of the first things DeSantis would do as governor of Florida would be to waive, at least temporarily, waive the licensing requirements.
Why would you presume that? I mean, are you thinking he's actually a decent person?
Look, in
not a psychopathic politician?
Yes, in a fair world where there were rational, compassionate people.
Yeah, those people don't run for government.
I know they don't.
Okay.
But, you know, if government was all of the things that people believed it was, then one of the first things a governor would do in one of these catastrophic emergencies would be to say, hey, look, if you can patch someone's roof, I don't want to see your license. I want to see you patch the roof.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, go ahead, Joe.
Well, they have adjusted some of those requirements, but it's nothing to get the work that needs to be done, because the greatest tragedy unfolding now is actually due to the work not being done. And that's because all these houses that I once thought weren't affected were actually flooded, and they're just sitting there and molding. So when I was in Canada when this happened in 2013, the decentralized effort, which consisted mostly of volunteers, was able to clean up a city of over 1 million people in just a couple short weeks. Most of the mold damage, most of the contents, most of the bad stuff, the work that needs to happen really quick, was done under a completely decentralized effort, which was the most incredible phenomenon I've ever witnessed in my life.
Wow.
And to see the contrast of what's happening here, now it makes sense how such a low population area can have such high numbers and damage estimates, because all these places and all these houses are just sitting here molding, and everything to the structure is being ruined.
So it's getting worse. So basically, this is just stacking up jobs for the existing contractors, the ones that do have the license. DeSantis is, of course, helping the good old boy network, because that's his job, is to protect existing established businesses from upstarts, incomers, competition from coming in and, you know, taking their jobs.
Yeah, he's not worried about our caller's vote, because he doesn't vote in New Hampshire, but those contractors who are Karenizing on him, they do.
Well, yeah, but the people of Florida whose houses are being ruined because of this, they vote in Florida.
Are they even aware of this story?
But it won't matter anyway, because whoever's running against him also probably supports licensing.
Good point.
The government's not going to likely, except for maybe in New Hampshire, where we actually have a chance to repeal licensure, and we don't even have contractor's licenses, by the way, as I understand it. But what's likely to occur here is the people will be upset about it, but it's mostly affecting just Fort Myers and that surrounding area. The news, if it does get out, it's going to be forgotten by the time the election comes around. And again, there's not going to be anyone else to vote for except for maybe the Libertarian, if they can even get on the ballot in Florida. If I looked back just a few weeks ago, because I'm from Florida originally. I spent 26 years of my life down there before moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and I couldn't remember how often Libertarians were on the ballot for governor or not. Turns out they're just kind of like on and off. They're not even consistently able. They're so weak down there, they're not even able to make ballot access consistently to get a candidate on the ballot for governor down there. So the political system is designed to protect the establishment. And so what it sounds like you're saying, Joe, is by letting these houses just sit there and go to mold and essentially rot, they're just basically stacking up business for the existing contractors, because there's not enough contractors to get these jobs done immediately, which means that when they finally do get to one of these houses, there's even more work for them to do, even more money to be made.
You know, something else you usually hear during these catastrophic events is aid. Water, blankets, and just general aid being turned away from, especially FEMA.
Yeah, we heard that during Katrina.
Exactly, and I haven't seen any of those reports this time around, unless they're under the table and under the radar.
Go ahead, Jim.
No, the biggest thing is just scaring people away from doing anything from the official channels. So I have seen some pop-up things. I did see a team from a ministry going around doing cleanouts today, but it's very rare. And the biggest difference that I noticed between Canada and here is in Canada, it seemed like every block had a tent set up with whatever people need, and they could just come and go. Here, the centralized points have hours and hours and hours where people are waiting out in the baking sun, older people that are sick, and they're sitting out there in the humid heat waiting for help, and a lot of them are getting denied.
What do you think the key differences were between Canada? You said it was Montreal, and what's happening in Florida?
It was in when High River flooded in Calgary in 2013, and the volunteer response there is pretty notable to anybody that that was like kind of familiar with it, and it was definitely because it was decentralized. It was because people were in the neighborhoods that they cared about, and it was absolutely insane to watch, because we would sit there on a block. We showed up as demo guys, and we were watching teams of rugby people, ladies soccer. There was whole churches out, and they were just going house to house to house.
Were there job licenses? Were there contractors' licenses?
No, nobody was getting paid. It was completely sporadic. Nobody was in charge. Everything was just happening naturally.
Joe, can you hang on and talk about this further? Do you have time?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Joe. He's a contractor who tried to go to Florida to help out. He's still down there, so I want to find out what's going on because he did have an attorney that they hired. You know, how's that process coming along of getting through the stupid, wading through the paperwork there?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Welcome to the show. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking with a contractor who went down to Florida to try to help out, you know, help people out with getting roof repairs and whatever other issues, clean outs, clean up the yard, clean up fallen tree branches, that kind of stuff. Things that are necessary after a devastating hurricane has passed through an area. He's been down at Fort Myers now for, I think, a couple weeks. We've still got him on the line with us. It's Ian, Aria, and Conan here tonight. We'll get into some of the other news about Mark Hamill being hired by Disney, coming up here for doing propaganda work in favor of Ukraine. We'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. But first, we're back to Joe in Fort Myers, Florida. Joe, when did you get down there? Was it more than a week ago?
Yeah, it was about 8 days ago now.
Okay.
And it definitely took a couple of days of driving around just to understand the scope of the situation. It's a pretty big area here, not very populated compared to a lot of where other hurricanes have hit. But the damage numbers just didn't make sense until this mold situation is what I figured out. And that is just a huge shame because, like I said, I've seen it be taken care of before. You know, all those volunteers in Canada got in and they made sure the whole city pretty much had everything sealed up so it wasn't leaking and stuff out that was wet so it wasn't molding. You know, people could still keep their pictures of their families and stuff like that.
Let me see if I can understand what you're saying here, though. You were in Canada. You said there was a river that flowed over in Calgary, I think it was, and there was a tremendous response from people there. You said the licensing wasn't an issue because people were volunteering. So are you saying that if someone was trying to charge for services in Canada, they probably would have been cracked down on, too, like in Florida? That's what's happening there.
No, we did that, and it was completely waived. Even when we would have encounters with the police and stuff like that, it was completely obvious that we were unlicensed, and they welcomed us in.
Wow.
And it was a huge party while we were there. Everybody was going around handing out free beer and liquor to everybody, and it was just
That's a crazy thing.
Just watching drunk Canadians get it all done, you know?
Man.
And, yeah.
So there you go, Aria. So, I guess some people are still somewhat decent while they're in government. You just have to go to Canada to find them.
I'm not terribly surprised to hear that. I mean, Canada's got that more neighborly
feel. They've got a reputation for being nice people.
Yeah, until they start dealing with COVID.
Well, sure.
Locking their whole country down.
It got really ugly there.
Yeah, I mean, no one's perfect, right? But I would expect in a disaster that Canada would be one of the countries that would be more likely to waive these regulations and requirements than other nations.
Well, at least until COVID, as Conan pointed out. So, Joe, you told us last week that you had hired an attorney. You're trying to make your way through the government paperwork because you did go all the way down there. You do want to help, so you just don't want to end up in a prison cell with apparently a felony charge. So this is like pretty serious business here. Insane. And felony charge for just fixing somebody's house without asking government permission first. So you're trying to jump through the hoops. What's the status on that?
Well, while we were trying to jump through the hoops, I tried to shift over into a little bit of a charity operation, and I ran into the same felony charges. So it was the same thing as far as if you start soliciting, you know, I wasn't sure about the GoFundMes and stuff. So all the effort for the legal effort had to be put in for the business side of things. And we did find out that it wasn't as bad. You can do up to like $2,500 of certain types of work without a license here. So I have gotten started on some small fence repair. I'm also not doing charity, but there are some people here who FEMA, they don't fall into their programs, and you know their dwellings are leaking and they're having mold issues, and I am able to do that. It's not through charity. I don't have anything like that because that could be a felony, but I will say that Porcupine Coffee Roasting is doing really great things, and I would hope that people would buy some coffee there, and you know, it's just going well, it's not going directly to making sure people have a place to sleep that's not moldy and rainy at night here in Florida. So we are doing what we can on the contractor side of things.
But what's the status on the paperwork? Like how's the hoop jumping going? How long is this going to take?
Well, if we partner with local contractors that get their percentage, then it can go a lot faster. And then other than that, it's really just up to how fast the bureaucrats want to move. Nobody really knows.
I was going to ask about that because it seems like that would be the most expedient, if not necessarily the most profitable and the most comfortable decision to, you know, work as a subcontractor for some of the other contracting companies there. I wouldn't want to do that if I was still a contractor because that was the whole point of being a contractor for me.
It would at least get you working.
Yeah, we're still doing it. We're still going down that road. I'm doing my work right now with just the smaller stuff. We're partnering up with the bigger guys. And then we're also trying to recruit from states that have reciprocity with their contractor licenses. And we're exploring angles like that. But, you know, while all this is happening, all these houses are sitting there with mold and there's day laborers standing around everywhere. There's day laborers Wow. without jobs and without picking them up. And people are losing everything here. You see it all over the place, and it is absolutely maddening to know that a solution is right there. You know, it's just
yeah, the solution is the market, but it's not. The market would handle this, but it's not free to because, well, who wants to go to prison for fixing somebody's roof? It's just not worth it.
Well, when you got snitches everywhere. We would help less people. You know, we have to go about this in a way to where we can help the most people. And, you know, that's just the way it has to work for this. I know that there's other approaches, but I just can't take those kind of risks right now.
President DeSantis, he's in our chat room right now. He mentions that Florida might be the most strict in the country for unlicensed contractors.
Really?
Which is odd.
The free state of Florida,
the state where everyone, they either go on to Texas or they're going to Florida because good old DeSantis. Get out of our chat room, man.
Hey, thank you, Joe, for the update tonight, and feel free to call us back anytime you got developments you want to share.
Yeah, that's,
will do. Thanks for having me on.
Wow.
What a mess, man. It reminds me of what, you know, happened in Mississippi and Louisiana during Hurricane Katrina. I checked it because this made me curious about it, and both of those states do also require a contractor's license, but I don't remember hearing stories about this in regard to Katrina, so maybe Katrina
may
was just a...
happened.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. And just because it's happening there doesn't mean it's going to make national headlines, you know?
Right. Or, no, I'm just saying, right. I was curious that this has happened elsewhere in regard to other disasters, and I couldn't find any examples of it.
Yeah, this whole mythology around Florida being this free state and this option for people who care about liberty to move down there. Look, if you're a conservative, you're going to love Florida. Get on down there. Have fun with that. If you are a libertarian, you really need to look at the place where the libertarians are moving, which is New Hampshire. Now, for every libertarian who fell under the spell of this tyrant, DeSantis down there, because, he was good on masks.
And lockdowns. It was only a couple of months there, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's the thing. He wasn't good, and then he realized it would be good for him politically to get good on that issue, and he flipped, like a lot of politicians
do. Yeah, he flipped right after, I can't remember her name, the other governor, who didn't lock anything down.
Kristi Noem.
And I think, because DeSantis lifted his restrictions like a week later, because she was getting all kinds of praise, everyone's saying
monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah. But the argument for licensure, especially in places like Florida, where it's full of old people, is that these unlicensed contractors are ripping off people. And it's true. I mean, but buyer beware.
A licensed person will rip somebody off, too. That happens all the time. The idea that a license isn't going to, or that somebody being licensed is somehow going to prevent them from being dishonest is ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's the same argument they use here in our state, New Hampshire, with the vehicle inspection nonsense. They're like, well, if we don't get the vehicles inspected, your bumper's going to fly off and kill some old lady. That's their argument every single time.
There are plenty of states where there are no mandatory inspections and everything's okay. More coming up here in moments. You can join the show at 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Joe Biden is releasing another 10 million barrels of petroleum from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in an effort to bring down gas prices. Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran says what President Biden is doing will not help.
The release is about a half of a day's consumption, so it's not going to do anything, much of anything, for the price.
AAA saying the national average for the price of regular gas is $3.92 a gallon. A Labor Department proposal could classify millions of gig workers as employees instead of independent contractors. That would guarantee them minimum wage pay and overtime. The new rule would lower the bar for being classified as an employee from the previous rules set by the Trump administration's Labor Department. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want. We started out the show with a contractor who called in from Fort Myers, Florida, where he's just been surveying the devastation down there because he can't do much more than survey it. He doesn't have a Florida contractor's license, and that means that if he tries to repair someone's home, tries to help somebody out, he could be facing a felony charge if, say, a licensed contractor happens to come by and spies his truck sitting in a driveway, which, of course, you know, it's from New Hampshire, so obviously it's not there in Florida, and it's going to have a New Hampshire plate on it. It's going to be from out of town. And then he calls it in, and the cops show up, and then you go to prison. So he was dealing with that.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. And it kind of led to a conversation about the so-called free state of Florida. There's this all this propaganda around, by the way, Ian, Aria, and Conan in the studio here tonight, all this propaganda pushing Florida as this destination for people that care about liberty. And I don't buy it. And I say that as somebody who spent the first 26 years of his life down in Florida. But I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, because cryptocurrency can help the individual protect themselves from the ravages of government inflation. At least that's what I believe about it. The tendency towards cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash is to have gone up over time. Now, there's no doubt it's down compared to where it was in 2021. It hit a record high. I was actually just looking at something, some old footage of the show. We were talking about it in October of last year, hitting a record high of like $68,000, and now it's floating at around $19,000 to $20,000 today. So it's definitely down compared to last year, but it's still up compared to 3 years ago. So over time, I think it is trending upward, whereas the U.S. dollar and other fiat currencies are guaranteed to lose value, and they will not go up in value because that's how they're designed.
I mean, Bitcoin is up like 60-70% from, you know, 2 years ago. So it's just a matter of how long of a time frame you look at.
Yeah, you gotta zoom out when it comes to looking at cryptocurrency prices. Anyway, go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find some interesting information there that'll get you the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash so you can get started in the world of cryptocurrency. You can also, if you're not brand new, get the latest news headlines anytime and, you know, deep coverage over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com as we continue here. So this whole free state of Florida thing, Conan, you lived down there for a time as well.
20-something years.
Yeah, me too. And
from what I can tell, Florida is attractive to the conservative types, the anti-woke crowd mm-hmm. that tend to be more conservative than libertarian. They probably have some libertarian tendencies, some libertarian leanings, as some conservatives do, and so do some liberals. You know, everyone has some tendency toward freedom, but I don't know of too many actual libertarians that are looking at Florida looking like, yes, that is the place for me. I mean, it's just the one issue.
I've seen too many of them. Yeah, I've seen on social media too many libertarians getting snookered by this whole Florida pitch and actually picking up their lives and moving to Florida. I've seen it happen in the last couple of years after the whole COVID crackdown thing. And maybe it's because they're sunshine
it
activists.
Helps. It helps. You know, vitamin D.
They don't like being cold or whatever, and they're looking for some other option.
You know, the weirdest part about this is that growing up, I knew so many snowbirds, so many Northerners who go down there and live there 6 months out of the year. New England liberals.
A lot of big government people.
And it's just, so this whole idea that Florida is a conservative state, it's a purple state, right?
The Republicans haven't been in charge for a long time. In fact, the Democrats were running things for a while there. And so, yeah, it does kind of flip-flop.
And they do have some big cities. And by the way, if you really want to get liberal, Key West is where you go.
Mm-hmm.
But Miami, huge. Jacksonville, sure. Tampa. I mean, these are big cities with a lot of people. And usually those types of environments will attract, you know, the liberal types.
I was on some conversation with people about Florida on social media the other day, and some guy with a Gators icon, which is one of the football teams down there, comes onto the thread, and he admitted that there just aren't enough libertarians down there to make any kind of difference.
Okay, so why bother? Why would a libertarian bother then? If you're going to move somewhere for activism, why would you move somewhere where you're not going to have any impact?
I don't know if these people moved there for activism. I think they just moved there because they perceived that it would be an increase in freedom. And maybe it was. If you move from California to Florida, you probably are seeing an increase in freedom.
Yeah,
I'll give you that. But if you actually want to see freedom increasing over time, because, you know, states are a race to the bottom, right? Just like crypto, or just like fiat currencies are a race to the bottom as far as value is concerned, states are a race to bottom as far as freedom is concerned. States are constantly growing. These bureaucrats always want more control. They want bigger bureaucracies. They want more budgets. They want more laws to enforce.
And states can only increase in size at the expense of liberty.
Correct. And so Florida's going in that direction, just like Texas, just like California. Maybe they've gone at a slightly slower pace over the years, and that's why they're the number two freest state, according to the Cato Institute Freedom in the 50 States study. But the difference between Florida and New Hampshire is significant from an activism perspective. The libertarians in Florida, as I mentioned earlier tonight, can't barely even get on the ballot still. It's still a struggle.
Not to mention population. Florida is 22 million at the moment.
That's the most important part.
And we are 1.3.
Yeah.
Just a fraction.
There's also a huge difference culturally. I mean, the South, for better or worse, it's overwhelmed by Christianity.
There's a lot of that.
And it permeates their government and at all levels, and it causes their government to not be unlike a theocracy in many, many ways.
That's another good point. But the biggest takeaway is the population, because an activist that moves to New Hampshire basically has 10 times, 20 times the effect because of the population.
Mm-hmm.
If you influence 10 people here to vote libertarian or to do libertarian things or whatever to support liberty, and by the way, the native population here is much more supportive of liberty because it is the live free or die state. That to some extent is kind of baked into the Granite Staters here. So you're actually starting from a better base of people that are more likely to understand these ideas just because that's the way they were raised.
So they take pride in that.
Yeah, they were raised in a very kind of leave me aloneist attitude up here. So they really do understand a lot more than I think a lot of people in other states. So you got a better starting point. You've got a more free place already. You've got the smaller population, so you have more of an effect. And you've got a track record of success here. You're not just wandering in under some Republican dictator who loves the police but turned good on masks, and that's really all you've got down there in Florida. You're coming into, if you move to New Hampshire as part of, say, the Free State Project, or you just come here and you're, you know, a liberty-minded person who wants to get active, you're moving to a place where libertarians are actually not quite running things, but at least, if you listen to the Democrats, they think we are. It's not true, but they're acting like the Free Staters have taken over the state.
Certainly influencing things, though.
Yeah, well, the Free Staters have a huge influence within the Republican Party establishment now. They've built that over the last decade and a half, and they've earned it. You know, it was hard, but they got there. There's a Free Stater who's the Republican House Majority Leader. Tell me about anything like that happening in Florida or Texas, for that matter. There's probably about 40 Free Staters that are in the State House, which is about a tenth of the State House.
Yeah, that's remarkable.
And that doesn't include the other New Hampshire native types who are also pro-liberty, so you could add those people in, and you might get to like 100 state representatives that are mostly freedom-friendly. You know, they're wrong on some things, but right more often than not.
But to be fair, New Hampshire does still have that Republican governor who loves police and all of that stuff. I mean, yep. Yeah.
But that's the most powerful, you know, position, right? So, of course,
sure.
That's going to be the hardest one to change out. And again, libertarians in Florida, they can't even get a newspaper article. They can't even get into a debate. They can't get any kind of coverage whatsoever because they barely exist. So you can understand why they would be ignored. They have no influence. They have no impact. Here, the leftists and the statists are having regular seminars about the Free State Project, about how evil and bad the Free State Project is and how dangerous the Free Staters are to this precious state.
They have rallies against us.
They literally do. When's that ever happened in Florida for libertarians down there? I'll go ahead and answer that question for you. It never has happened because the libertarians there have no effect, and they never will because the population just...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160 to bring up anything that you want to discuss. Say thanks to James Hellerman, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. James joined over at amps.freetalklive.com. He's doing gold level, which means he's doing twice what we ask. We only ask for $5 a month to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, to help us get on new good radio stations, to get the word out about the ideas of freedom and liberty. So if you value what we do here, you like us talking about peace, for instance, in cryptocurrency, then please help us out at amps.freetalklive.com. As James Hellerman has done, you can use your debit card, credit card, PayPal, whatever it is that works best for you. Finding out somebody just canceled their AMP this last week and then rejoined immediately thereafter. And I'd always like to send a little note out to folks whether they're joining or canceling. And he said, oh, yeah, no worries, man. I was just canceling my PayPal. He deleted his PayPal account after the whole thing came out about PayPal, basically saying they were going to go after misinformation starting on November 3rd and start fining people $2,500. PayPal's now walked part of that back.
Oh, yeah, your stock drops.
Now PayPal saying, oh, no, we didn't mean to say we were going to fine people. That's not going to happen. But they're still going to go after accounts for misinformation and shut them down. So people are deleting their PayPal account, but it's still connected to Patreon. So if you still have it, you can use it. But if you prefer, use your debit card or credit card over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some access to some perks like the AMP-only podcast that has the full radio show with no recorded commercials available for you to pop into your favorite podcast client at your leisure. Once again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. Takes you right to our Patreon page.
It would be really cool for Patreon to support cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
they obviously don't. You know, you mentioning that made me realize and made me think about how a lot of the libertarians I know on social media are canceling their PayPal accounts and saying like, you know, we need a new way of sending money online that doesn't require the banks or PayPal or big tech or whatever. Just various libertarians.
Actual libertarians that are like named and noteworthy, like you could identify them?
I wouldn't say. What is noteworthy, right? I mean, there are people who are friends with me.
So you know them, okay.
I don't know if I've ever met them in person.
But they've got some cred for, like, you sure. believe that they are libertarians.
From all over
they're
the U.S.
plants.
A lot of these are, like, Texas libertarians, and they don't do any activism. They've mm-hmm. never accomplished anything. But, yeah.
How can you be a libertarian in 2022 and not know that cryptocurrency exists? Or not know what it is there for?
I think they know that it exists, but they've never dove into it. They've never experienced it. So they know it exists as this theoretical thing,
okay.
but they don't know that it is the solution that they're talking about. I don't know why that is. They probably have never acquired any cryptocurrency, much less used any. I don't know. It shocked me as well.
They're waiting for the collapse, Ian. That's when they'll start using it.
I don't think they have it. But, you know, it was so jarring to me this morning that I made a meme about it. And the only reason I didn't post it because I was like, I should put the Free Talk Live logo on this because it's likely to get shared around a bit. And mm-hmm. yeah, every time I do that and I don't put a logo on it.
How many people do you know that save money, things, preppers? I mean, these people are far and...
Well, I probably know more than the average person.
Yeah, but I mean, just generally.
Well,
they don't have to be a prepper
to have cryptocurrency.
No, but it's a form of saving. I mean,
that's true. And people don't do
it's
that.
It's the same of prepping, mm-hmm. being prepared for what comes, and that's where crypto is right now.
I don't think we should view crypto as a form of savings, though. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the mistake they're making, where to them, crypto is an asset. It's a stock that they're using to make money, whereas for us, it's an actual way of sending value, transmitting value from one person to another.
And holding on to value as well. I mean,
sure.
Saving crypto is a good plan, but also spending it, you need to do that too if you can in order to make it continue to be valuable.
So here are the two ways to look at this. Number one, hardly anyone out there saves anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't
live paycheck to paycheck.
Yes, and they don't prepare for the future. And number two, crypto isn't. They don't see crypto as anything but a savings mechanism.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the issue. And you know,
unbelievable.
And by the way, I'm kind of in that camp myself.
Well, I
very rarely use crypto.
Well, you don't spend money. You're totally frugal. I mean, you barely have spent anything on anything.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
Because I'm a prepper.
You don't leave your house either.
But I mean, crypto is a good store of value.
That's just gas money. I don't...
But not so that one can, you know, flip it into USD, right? It's a good store of value because it is purchasing one stake in the future where peer-to-peer currency and peer-to-peer transactions are possible and common.
I'm curious, when these people are expressing their disbelief or confusion about, well, why isn't there some way to transact without the big banks? Have you wrote back and said, have you heard about cryptocurrency?
No,
what do they say?
I don't tend to interact with people on social media. I post and go. And occasionally I will look at to see what other people are posting about to see if there's anything in the world that I've missed. And it was that was how I learned about PayPal doing this. I was like, oh, that sounds like nonsense. And then more and more of my friends were like, I just canceled my PayPal. I'm like, haha, joke's on you. PayPal canceled me years ago. And it was because I was using their number one competitor, cryptocurrency.
And then they, a year later, 2 years later, announced that they were going to offer, quote unquote, cryptocurrency to their users.
I'm going to have to find another option. I use PayPal for shipping. Especially eBay shipping, but I mean, I can...
Don't you have to use PayPal for eBay?
That's the thing. I don't think there's any other option.
Well, I know that at one time, PayPal owned eBay, but I think they spun it off. I believe they sold it, so maybe there is another way.
I don't know. They both charge me separately. eBay charges me, mm-hmm. PayPal charges me. It's two separate... So I don't know what's going on. But I mean, I just buy regular shipping through the post office using PayPal. I don't know what the other options are. If you're listening and you know how... You're techie out there and you know some other outlets...
I did sell something on eBay this year, and I don't recall if there was, like, if eBay's doing their own credit card processing now.
Right.
I know that eBay, I think, has some sort of banking back end now to where they can just do direct deposit, but I'll have to check on that for you.
I bought something off of eBay recently, and I didn't use PayPal, obviously. I used a card, but I don't know.
Direct on the site?
I don't know if PayPal was the actual processor of the PayPal, because sometimes when I go to buy something from a website or whatever, it opens up a PayPal thing, and PayPal is just the credit card processor for them.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the merchant. The only way I can get shipping to ship that item to you is through PayPal. And eBay has only
PayPal
given...
PayPal does the shipping calculation and prints out a label for you, or is it something?
I'm just saying, I've purchased things within the last few years on eBay, and I don't have a PayPal account.
But that money is being correct, but the merchant has to.
I don't know.
You as the purchaser, don't. Oh. It doesn't really matter. You pay eBay, and that's it.
I've only once in my life sold anything on eBay, and I don't think I had a PayPal account then.
If I had a bank account to withdraw to, and I don't, I would withdraw the bulk of my PayPal balance to a bank account, because the best thing you could probably do if you feel like you have to stay on PayPal is keep the minimum amount of
and that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. $100,
you know, that's. I'll just leave it at that.
That way, if they shut you down, it's like not going to be the end of the world.
Don't they reserve the right to continue reaching into your bank account to take whatever money they want, though?
That's a good point.
I thought they did.
Because my bank account is attached.
Even if you disconnect it and they decide that you owe them $2,500 or whatever, I think they have the right to.
Exactly. I would be on the wall, the target list for misinformation myself. And they're like, look at this guy. He's on this radio program and he has an account with us.
Well, I also saw a rumor that
he only has $100 in his account, but we'll just talk to his bank because we know his bank's got the rest of his money.
I saw a rumor that they're not even allowing people to delete accounts now.
Because of the bank run?
There's a big run, yeah. All right.
The fine print, man, of these contracts.
Do you want to get into my story about this? Because I do have something related about, you know, the tech industry. Or do you want to get into the more interesting one?
I like more interesting things, but actually I want to get into what I think is Dave Ridley's calling. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey. I was waiting for the screener. Okay, so I actually had a thought about independence. Infrastructure.
Okay.
So I'm changing the subject. Is that all right?
Please, no, it's fine.
Yeah. So
another reason to move to New Hampshire, by the way. There's no independence movement in Florida.
Yeah. So one of the complaints that people have about the New Hampshire independence drive is they say, well, we don't have the infrastructure. We can't. We're not ready, right? And I had an idea. Where, like, maybe, I mean, it's more of a brainstorm.
Before you get to the idea, Ridley, I do have a quick question. We're going to hold on to you here, so we'll get into it in an hour or two in detail. But was that an objection in, like, 1776 or 1784, whenever it was, when New Hampshire declared independence from the king back then? Were there people saying...
Was New Hampshire the first to do that as well?
Yeah. Were there people back then, the loyalists, that were saying...
The Redcoats.
Yeah. Were they saying, whoa, we don't have the infrastructure, and there's like...
Sure they were.
They're living in the woods.
There's always... Those people always... Those NPCs always exist. They're always around. Those Karens.
So we'll get to Dave Moore here with him in just a moment. We'll talk about that issue, because there are objections to secession, but it usually is just a matter of informing people and wiping away their...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want
Want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.